Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSERP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSERP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show, at BSERP show. Now, let's get into the show. All guests of 97th Fan join us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Everybody that was, we had your, YouTube chat got to, hear your, pilot stories because the mic was on the YouTube. So the YouTube people got to hear about it. But, joining us now is the queen of college football, Skylar, who is working on becoming a pilot. We just talked about that before. And her brother is about ready to get ready to start flying some big planes, which is kind of cool. So congratulations to Cameron on that. You were saying he gets to go to, he's going to Denver to do more training?
Yeah, he's going to Denver and then to Salt Lake City for 3 months of training.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And I'm going to go visit and go snowboarding.
make it a benefit for yourself. Then.
Exactly.
Absolutely. So we got to make our college picks. We have Angie's running around.
She's very distracted.
Chemo's done.
In a good way.
Right. And we're going to talk some of the college football championship games. It's such a spicy game.
It's always a happy day at work when chemo brings Angie.
I know. I could tell.
Awesome.
You forgot to put Skylar's camera on, and then you had that thing, and then this thing, and then the hot mics over the YouTube.
We're just a mess today.
The pot was down. All the pots were down.
It's the mic and the camera.
Oh, okay.
That's why YouTube got to hear Skylar's wonderful plane conversation.
It's a good thing I didn't say anything bad.
That's
normal.
Right.
No, I'm just kidding.
That's why you always know that the mics are on.
Yeah.
We got to get to today's biggest fan, though.
Yes, we do.
Today's biggest fan. And when we go to break, we're giving away Zach Bryan tickets. But today's biggest fan, John Nochta in Lakeside. Nochta, John Nochta in Lakeside. Give us a call within the next 10 minutes at 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973, and you'll qualify for a grand prize, 20 tickets for you and your friends for a night in our Odyssey suite at a Padres game with all of the fan staff later this season. Catered by Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. Remember to register your name at 97thefansd.com/biggestfan. John Nochta in Lakeside. You are today's biggest fan. I like seeing the people freak out in the chat when it's not their name. Guess what? It's Nochta, you guys in the chat. It's John Nochta today.
Really? That's how we're doing that?
Yep.
My gosh.
Had to set it up for that, dude. Sorry about it. If you're just tuning in, Padres made a sign today. Looks like a big upside arm for the San Diego Padres. In their deal with Ty Adcock, new pitcher for the San Diego Padres bullpen arm. We'll have more information on that as the afternoon rolls on. But We have 9 conference games to pick in the conference championship weekend. It's time to get to our college football picks.
Bear with me here for a moment as I get the schedule for these games up, because I did not have the... I had written this and had not put the spreads on it. So bear with me as I get the, as I figure out the spreads here. But the first game is going to be for Conference USA, the 9-3 Kennesaw State Owls taking on the 8-4 Jacksonville State Gamecocks. This game is going to be played at Jacksonville State.
Kennesaw State's fair by 2.5.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Who do you got? Skylar, your first pick.
I think Kennesaw State, they're trying to avenge a previous loss earlier this season to Jacksonville State. So I think that they'll be able to pull it off this time. So I've got Kennesaw State.
Jacksonville State is the only team in this league whose run game never fluctuates. They ran for 252 yards on 42 carries the first time these two teams met. And none of it was random. Kennesaw's tackling and rush defense remain bottom tier, and nothing about their profile suggests they can hold up. I'm going to take Jacksonville State in this game.
I am going to. I've had so much love for Kennesaw State.
And so did the bettors, because this line opened up at 1.5 in favor for Jacksonville State, and a lot of money's going to the other side.
I am going Kennesaw State in this game. I can't bail on them now.
Big bet to make in this game, by the way, according to ESPN.com, is Jacksonville State team total over 28.5. Take that.
Well, there you go.
On betting. I'm telling people to take that, not, ha, take that, Frank.
Up next, this will be for the Sun Belt.
The Fun Belt.
Yeah, it's
the Fun Belt.
It sounds like it's going to be very, very fun for one of the sides.
Yes.
As the 8-4 Troy Trojans take on the number 25, first time they've ever been ranked in the top 25, 11-1 James Madison Dukes. Dukes are favored by a small margin. It's only 23.5, Braden.
That's kind of the line that the ESPN thought. They said take James Madison at 22.5. 23.5 is probably what the actual game is going to be. So that might be a break-even point for a lot of people. But I'm going to take James Madison minus 23.5. This is a game for style points to try to get in the college football playoff. Wood chipper matchup for Troy. This is James Madison. Their defense is elite across the board. They're top 10 in rush defense, top 20 in tackling, number 1 in defensive coverage. Troy's offense, 100% efficiency based, not very explosive, and that is the worst possible profile against a defense built to suffocate and erase long drives. I will take James Madison in a rout. Even if James Madison puts up 40, Troy still gets squeezed. The under team total is the cleanest angle to play, by the way. Bet Troy under, take James Madison minus 23.5.
Skylar?
Yeah, I mean, the spread is huge, but James Madison, everyone's been talking about them. They're clearly the stronger team. I think the only thing that might shake things up a little bit, the distractions they have with their head coach potentially leaving. There's some rumors, but I don't think that's going to be a problem for them. So I think I've got to go with James Madison also.
I notoriously do not take big spreads, so I will not do that. I'm taking Troy. James Madison's going to win the game easily, but it's not going to be 23.5. AAC championship
AAC.
Game. Sorry, American. 11-1 North Texas, ranked number 24, taking on the number 20 Tulane Green Wave. They are 10-2. Right now, it is North Texas favored by 2.5. Skylar.
Well, both these teams are like my nemesis all season long. I feel like I pick Tulane and North Texas wrong, so I kind of feel like whatever I do is probably going to be the opposite. I do feel like North Texas has the slight edge here, so I'm going to lean that way for here.
North Texas, the thing about this game, and I'm going to take North Texas, but North Texas, the one thing that's stable in this game is their offense has been automatic. They lead the American Conference in touchdowns, points per play, and yards per play. Tulane's tackling, coverage, and red zone inconsistencies are exactly what North Texas punishes. So why not UNT minus 2.5? I'll take North Texas. They also are saying bet the team total over 34.5 for North Texas in this game. North Texas is going to score a lot of points, and they're going to cover the 2.5.
I'm going to take Tulane. I would assume it's going to be like a late walk-off field goal or something like that, but I believe it's going to be, I believe Tulane is going to take the win here. Then on final game, sorry, Mountain West Championship game will be the 10-2 UNLV Rebels versus the 8-4 Boise State Broncos. Broncos favored by 5.5, Braden.
I'll take Boise State. Maddox Madsen is back. Boise State finally has their identity back. They can throw the ball downfield now. They have explosive running backs, as we've seen. Their yards after contact offense is really good. And by the way, UNLV's defensive metrics are a disaster. 110th in rush defense, 73rd in tackling, 64th in their coverage. UNLV allows scores from outside the red zone because they bust so many plays. That's exactly what Boise State's looking for. I'll take Boise State to cover the 4 points.
Skylar?
Yeah, I got Boise State at home also. I think that throughout the season, they've just been a little bit more reliable. The Rebels have really been up and down all season long. I think they're going to go in and struggle against Boise, so I got Boise.
I'm going to take Boise State as well. Now on to Saturday. The Big 12 championship game will be number 11, BYU, at 11-1, coming in against Texas Tech. Number 4, Texas Tech, also at 11-1. Skylar, right now, Texas Tech favored by 12.5 in this game.
Yeah, I think Texas Tech definitely has the advantage. I think that they're going to be able to come in and win here, but I don't know if they're going to be able to do it against 12.5. I think BYU is looking to make a statement, so I think they'll be able to keep this one close. So I got Texas Tech winning, but I'm going to take BYU for the points.
Second time these two teams are playing each other. Texas Tech destroyed BYU in Lubbock, but they ain't playing in Lubbock. I will say this, though. For the Dallas-Fort Worth area, has got a lot of Texas Tech alumni. This game is sold out at Jerry's World, so it should be a fun one. I still think Texas Tech's going to cover because they're pretty good. BYU's offensive identity, very slow, run-heavy, allergic to passing downs, the worst possible matchup against Tech in a defense that ranks number one in pass rush, number one in coverage, and number two in tackling. In the first matchup, once the game got unstable, the pass-dependent BYU completely shut down. Unless Texas Tech turns the ball over a ton, BYU almost has no path to score like 18 points, which is what they would need in order to cover. I would take BYU's total under 17.5, and I would also take Texas Tech minus 13.5.
Or
12.5. What is it, 13.5?
12.5. It's hard to beat teams twice in one season. I believe Texas Tech will do it, but I believe BYU will learn from earlier mistakes this year. They will cover. They may not win, but they will cover.
If BYU wins, then they could potentially, then you'll definitely get two Big 12 teams in the tournament.
Yeah.
They should get three because Utah should be in there too, but I digress.
Now we get some action.
Maction!
On Saturday.
Why is this game being played on a Tuesday?
Exactly right. It'll be the Miami Redhawks, the Miami of Ohio.
Yes.
Redhawks.
Yeah, we know the Miami Hurricanes would never make a championship game.
Coming in at 7-5, they will take on the Western Michigan Broncos, who are 8-4. Braden, I believe you're first on this one. Western Michigan favored by 2.5.
I'm going to take Miami of Ohio. They can win in multiple ways. Western Michigan cannot. When Western Michigan wins, they control the run and they run their scripted offense. When they lose, they run into problems early. So I'm going to go with Miami of Ohio.
Skylar?
Well, I think Miami of Ohio, their quarterback left a couple weeks ago. I think he said to prep for the NFL or something weird. There's some weird stuff going on, I think, at quarterback there. So I think that might shake things up a little bit with their offense. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes. So I think I'm going to go with Miami, but I think that it's going to be an interesting one there.
I am going to take Miami as well. All right, Skylar, we're going to wipe you off of this one here.
Did you guys see who's going to be at the game on Saturday? It's going to be on College Game Day. College Game Day is at the SEC Championship, right?
So I've heard.
Do you know who's going to be there?
I have not.
I don't think I've heard.
New LSU head coach Lane Kiffin's going to be on College
gosh,
Game Day
of course
on Saturday.
He is.
The Lane train continues.
Holy moly.
I love it. College Game Day just tweeted that out.
Can't get rid of him.
Lane's going to be there.
That's
Braden,
funny.
11-1, number 3, Georgia, taking on number 9, 10-2, Alabama. Who do you got?
I'll take Georgia.
Georgia's favored by 2.5.
I think it's going to be tough for Alabama to beat them twice. And the game is in. I know they already went to Georgia and won one time, but they're going to have to go back to Georgia and win again.
What? It's a
Georgia's defense, best tackling
year.
It's a Georgia home game.
Yeah,
mince words here. They got a top five run defense. They forced 10 to 12 play drives, best tackling unit in the country. I think they overcome the loss earlier to Alabama. I think they win.
Skylar, do we need to?
Yeah, I mean, I've been telling everybody all week how nervous I am for this game because, I mean, like you guys both have just mentioned, to beat a team twice in one season is so tough. But what makes me feel a little more confident, Kirby Smart's 1-7 as a head coach against Alabama. So I do think that we've got a chance. Alabama's coming in as an underdog, which I actually really like that for them. They've played a little sloppy in the last few weeks, though. If they can clean up their game, I think they've got a chance. So, of course, I have to go with Alabama.
I'll take the Alabama team total under 22.5, too, by the way.
Let's go to the next game. I'm taking Georgia here in this one, sorry. Big Ten championship game. One of these two teams will be undefeated. The other one will get their first loss. Number one, Ohio State. Versus the number two Indiana Hoosiers. Ohio State favored by 4 in this game. Braden, you're first.
I'll take the Buckeyes. Indiana is elite on paper, but their offense falls apart against top defenses, against top 20 units. 20 points versus Iowa, 27 against Penn State, but only because of a miracle final drive in that game, if you remember correctly, in Happy Valley. Now they get Ohio State, which is a top three defense that kills pace, eliminates explosive plays. I'll take the Buckeyes. Cignetti's good. He's a very arrogant coach, but until he knocks off somebody like the Buckeyes, it's going to be hard to say it.
Skylar?
Yeah, I agree. I don't think Indiana's done enough to kind of like back up being... Yes, they're undefeated, but I don't think when you put them next to a team like Ohio State, I think you're going to start to see more of their weaknesses. I'm excited this... I think this weekend might expose them a little bit, so I'm actually kind of excited. I got to take Ohio State.
I am going to take Ohio State as well.
Indiana, by the way, needs 70 plays to hit their efficiency numbers this season. Ohio State drags everybody below 60 offensive plays. They're not going to be able to do it. I'll take Indiana team total under as well.
All right, so now final game. This will be the ACC championship game. This is a great game to have as your nightcap. The 7-5.
I'm rooting for Duke so bad.
Duke Blue Devils versus the number 17 Virginia Cavaliers, who come in at 10-2. UVA favored by 4. Skylar?
I'm hoping that was some sarcasm because I am not excited for this game. I'm like, this is such a ridiculous game. Duke played Virginia already. Played them so poorly. I'm not excited for this at all. I've got Virginia, no questions.
I got Virginia too. I think they destroyed Duke, but I'm rooting for Duke in this game because that is chaos. Here's the deal. Like, in order for Duke to be able to do things, they have to deal with a Virginia team that's got better pass rush, better tackling, more consistent coverage, fewer red zone collapses. Duke requires a shootout to hide their defensive problems, and Virginia will not give them one. I will take the Cavaliers.
We pick with the mind, but the heart roots for the chaos. I'm taking Virginia in this one. Please, please, Duke, do one thing right and just win a game. Win a game, please. That's all you have to do. Cavs, though, get the pick. And that's our college football picks.
We'll talk more college football again tomorrow on the show, but I think I went with chalk most of the way except for Miami of Ohio. But I'm rooting for chaos on Saturday.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for absolute chaos.
It'd be interesting.
Just to make the committee have to
make their lives harder.
Defend the BS that they continue to spew. Bruce Feldman had a great article on that, by the way. We'll talk about that tomorrow as well. About the nonsense that is the College Football Playoff Committee. We fixed college football yesterday, Skylar. You weren't a part of it. We should probably have invited you since you're the queen of college football.
You fixed it?
We fixed it. You're going to have to go back and listen. Noon hour yesterday.
Noon hour yesterday. Noon. The whole noon hour yesterday.
Yeah, we have a new plan in place to fix college football.
All right.
So we will.
I have to get up to speed.
Yeah, get up to speed. And then we'll have your thoughts next week.
Okay.
And then we'll pick the bowl games next week, right? We picking the bowl games next week? We can't pick the bowl games next week. We're out of town. We're going to the Army-Navy game.
Right.
The week after, we can pick. We can have Skylar pick the Army-Navy game.
I was going to say, should we pick? We're missing the one game because there was one game where it was like a last-second quarterback switch, and we didn't know, so we did scratch one game off the list. I think that Army-Navy game could replace that.
Yeah, add it. We'll have Skylar come on and talk about the Army-Navy game next week.
Cool.
We'll be live in Baltimore. She'll be here in studio.
I'll be holding down the fort.
That's right. When we come back, what were we going to get to? Oh, college basketball throughout the county, or sorry, throughout San Diego. We got some of that to talk about. We also have the new signing for the San Diego Padres, and at 1:35, Eddie Brown will join us to talk, get you everything you need to know with fantasy football. As we go to break. By the way, the biggest fan called it.
I saw that. I see him there.
As we go to break, it's time to give away the Zach Bryan ticket.
There it is.
Now, today's trivia question. I dropped it in the 11 o'clock hour. We had a Zach Bryan song, Bring Us Back From Break. What is the name of that Zach Bryan song? First one to call in and tell us the name of that Zach Bryan song that is part of our rotation and brought us back from break that I mentioned in the 11 o'clock hour. First one to call in and tell Frank what that song was will win tickets to Zach Bryan. 833-288-9973, 833-288-9973. We will do that as we go to break on the Brayden Soprano Show, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We didn't get anything. We gave away tickets.
I know. What do we got? Who won?
Miguel in City Heights.
Nice. Congrats to Miguel in City Heights. Anyway. All right. Oh, my God.
Calm it down. Relax.
There we go.
Relax.
Somebody's yelling at you for using the wrong speech.
It's called a joke, but
it's for fun.
I'm sorry. It's called an joke.
Oh, man. You're really going to trigger him. Come on, man. Don't be the English department. I just, it's a joke. We don't actually speak
that. Brother, we butcher sports enough. We may as well butcher everything else. We butcher sports, math. Why not add the English language to it?
Right. 100%. All right.
Fashion sense, I'm sure someone has a problem with.
We had the, we have the new pitcher, right?
Yes. Ty Adcock.
Ty Adcock. Throws a hard four-seam fastball. He had a 30% whiff rate in AAA. I mean, it's probably a low one-year contract. Bullpen arm and see what you got. To me, like, I've never watched this guy pitch, so I couldn't tell you what's going on. But I will say this, Frank. There's been a lot of these guys that AJ Preller's hit on. There's some that he hasn't, but there's been a lot of guys that the AJ Preller's hit on. He could be another one of those arms that hits in the bullpen.
And like I said,
throws high 90s, like hard to not have him part of the equation. I mean, I know there's a lot of guys that do that now, but I don't mind it.
If there's one thing that AJ Preller has always been good at, there's a lot of time you have no idea who's in the bullpen. But the Padres' bullpen ERA is always one of the best in baseball. So if there is one thing that you can say that AJ Preller has consistently hit on, it's been the bullpen use. It's been the bullpen arms. And I have a feeling, at least from what we've seen with Adcock in his recent career, like I said, he's probably going to take over that Sean Reynolds role of he may not make the team, but he will be the first guy up if someone needs a little extra rest, if someone gets hurt, on and on.
He's playing in the Dominican Winter League right now. Okay. And in his last outing, he went 2 innings, faced 7 batters, gave up 1 hit, no earned runs, 5 strikeouts, 68% strike rate, 44% swing and miss, and then he had a 41% chase rate. Fastball sits 97 to 99. His slider's at 87, 88. He's got a cutter at 91, 93. And then he's got one other pitch on there. But it's not, I mean, I don't mind the taking a chance on somebody like that.
No, and it's like we've said on the show, you never have enough. You can never have enough arms. You can never have enough bullpen help. And this gives you that. It gives you another arm. It gives you another bullpen help. It gives you another way to manipulate time in the bullpen. If some guys are starting to get a little bit too much, starting to work a little too hard, this is a way to get a guy a day off, another day off.
So there's multiple videos now coming out on Ty Adcock as Padre fans are finding some stuff. I mean, SNY tweeted this out in one of his outings on June 15th this year. He had 4 strikeouts in 1 2/3 scoreless innings for Ty Adcock as he faced the Rays. I mean, his stuff looks nasty. So that's it. It's a low risk, high reward opportunity to improve the bullpen. And it's probably not going to cost a lot. I don't know what the contract details are. I didn't see it on that particular post. I mean, Fangraphs is usually on it immediately when you refresh. I don't think it's a minor league contract. But
I haven't seen anything that would indicate that it is a minor league contract. I haven't seen anything that would indicate.
Well, plus
it's
on
not,
minor league contracts, the Padres don't put out like the whole
true.
Hey, welcome to San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do a welcome to San Antonio thing.
Welcome to Fort Wayne, buddy.
Right. All right. That is the addition. I don't mind it.
No.
It will be trade rumor set a major league contract.
Well, there you go.
He looks pretty good in some of the highlights. I mean, obviously, he hasn't pitched a lot in Major League Baseball, and he's going to get an opportunity. Yeah, it's a one-year deal. They don't need to make a more corresponding move. They add him to the 40-man roster. When we get more updates on that, we will pass it along. I'm sure more details will come out on Gwynn and Chris. But when we come back, get you everything you need to know about fantasy football this weekend. We're getting close to playoff clinching time in fantasy football. Eddie Brown will get your lineup set as when we come back on the Brayden Soprano Show, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's Frank Marchese. I'm Brayden Soprano. This is the Brayden Soprano Show. And after a week off, had a battle of the stomach flu a little bit like that, Eddie Brown is back. Hopefully, still had a good Thanksgiving. Eddie, what's going on, man? Hope you're feeling better from last week.
I'm doing much better, Brayden. Actually able to keep food down, so that's good.
That's a positive.
Yeah, no, it was still a good Thanksgiving. Spent some time with family and was able to hang out, so can't complain.
Yeah, that was going around. My sister had that. A couple other people I knew had that. It's a tough time right before Thanksgiving when you're supposed to devour some food. But Eddie Brown from the San Diego Union Tribune joins us each and every Thursday to talk about fantasy football. Get your lineup set for the big fantasy football weekend. A lot of playoffs are about to start. Some might have already started. This might be the last week for you to get into the playoffs. So these are some big time movers when it comes to fantasy football. And kind of interesting, like the bye week is a little bit off right now, right? I mean, the Patriots being out and Carolina being off. I mean, there's some teams that have some really good fantasy players that have a bye. You're trying to make the playoffs, Eddie. Where are some areas you can find to replace some New England Patriots and Carolina Panthers and every other team that has byes this weekend?
Yeah, that's a tough break of the schedule because it basically in all my leagues this week, I'm either battling for position in the playoffs and trying to get a higher seed, or I have a chance to make it. Like I'm right on the cusp, and I need to win this week. So I feel like, you know, most people in fantasy leagues are kind of experiencing the same thing. I think, you know, if you're talking about replacing the Patriots, and you're talking about replacing Drake May, so it's really about trying to find a quarterback. Hopefully you have. Otherwise you're having to go to the waiver wire and look for guys like Tyrod Taylor or Trevor Lawrence, have good matchups this week. You might, if you're feeling kind of squirrely and kind of crazy, you might even look at Tyler Shuck. He has an exceptional matchup this week against Tampa Bay. They've allowed like the third most fantasy points to quarterbacks this season. And I think the most since like week 10, their defense has been kind of hemorrhaging points to quarterbacks in fantasy, for the last month. So there are some options on the waiver wire, but hopefully you have a good backup if you're having to do without Drake May this week.
What about, what's the latest status of Justin Herbert? He had surgery obviously on his left hand, which is not his throwing hand. I mean, he is another player that is going to be coming off of, well, you know, he's a little banged up obviously, and he's going against the Eagles on Monday night. I actually have Drake May and Justin Herbert. So for me, and this might be a very unique case, but you know, with Drake May being on a bye, Justin Herbert coming off injury, is it better to start Justin Herbert coming off the injury against the Eagles, or is it better to pick up one of those matchups that you just mentioned going into the weekend?
Man, that's a tough one. I think if you told me Herbert's going to make it through the entire game, I would say go with Herbert and he'll get you what you need. You know, he might not, the upside might not be there, because I'm sure he's going to be protecting his hand. But he looked, when he came back into the game last week, he looked solid. He was able to still make some plays. And so, you know, I think the Eagles are probably going to be without Jalen Carter on Monday. I think their defense, you know, I think their team is starting to kind of fray at the edges a little bit with everything they've been dealing with. So the thing that scares me, obviously, and you're talking, if this matchup is about getting into the playoffs or if it's about getting a bye or something like that, and you just need points, I would hedge and try to pick up a QB off the waiver wire with a premium matchup, because you don't know with the hand. I mean, he just had surgery, and there's a possibility also that if for some reason, you know, he's a game time decision, you're not going to know that till Monday, and I'm pretty sure you're not going to be able to pick up Jalen Hurts, unless you pick up Trey Lance, you know. So I mean, that's your fallback plan if you decide, hey, I'm riding Herbert till the end. You know, be prepared to pick up Lance at the last second.
That's going to be an interesting play. I'll let you know what I do going into the weekend. We're talking with Eddie Brown. He's getting you everything you need to know about this weekend in fantasy football. A lot of people battling for playoff spots. A lot of people battling for seeding. And other leagues that are just, the roto leagues were just one through whatever, how many teams you have. You're getting down to the nitty gritty of trying to make a push for the league championship at the end of the year anyway. So very important time and a rough time for the NFL to schedule some buys out there. The Lions had a couple of players go down. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Khalif Raymond are likely out, which puts Isaac Tesla as the wide receiver number one for the Detroit Lions. Is he worth more than just a streaming pickup this weekend?
Well, I think we focus on just this weekend, assuming Amon-Ra doesn't play, and it sounds like he's a game-time decision right now. The bigger deal for this week, though, even with Tesla, is outside of St. Brown. It's the fact that Khalif Raymond is out. He's the reason that Tesla played, over 90% of the snaps for the first time in his career on Thanksgiving. He's the direct backup to Raymond. If St. Brown's out, then it's basically the Jamison Williams and Isaac Tesla show against the Cowboys, which is the best matchup for wide receivers in fantasy football. So you definitely run him out this week. You hope for flex upside, and if he gives you anything more, then you celebrate. Going forward, it all depends on Amon-Ra St. Brown, because obviously when he's healthy, he's a target hog in that offense to the point that even Jamison Williams struggles sometimes to get seen.
Highlighted Devin Singletary's rise in New York with Tyrone Tracy hurt. Singletary now running back number 11 since week 11 for you in the overall scheme. Do you trust them as a must start as a playoff running back?
I think he has flex appeal. I think he has, matchup dependent. There's nobody else in that backfield at this point. He's going to get double digit touches going forward. Jackson Dart is healthy, so that takes pressure off. I think Dart really opens up the run game for the Giants, assuming that they're still going to allow him to actually run too. But I think he has flex appeal going forward. I think he has touchdown equity in that offense because there's not a lot left. So he's still available in probably about 70% of leagues out there. So if you're struggling at running back or if you're dealing with injuries, then he's a good pickup.
Trevor Lawrence is somehow still under 60% roster between ESPN and Yahoo. With him being the quarterback number 6 in your ranking since week 9, is Trevor Lawrence the best late season quarterback upgrade for struggling fantasy owners? Not just the ones that obviously they're looking for a potential stream, or my situation, like with Drake May being on a bye.
Trevor, I've been saying since he got drafted, like, oh man, he's going to be a top 5 guy, and it just hasn't panned out. And I think that's why you see he's under owned in fantasy right now, because he's actually been pretty solid this season, especially over the last couple months. I think the upside's there. The Jaguars look like they're a decent team. I think he's starting to pick up Cohen's offense. He's starting to get some guys healthy. I think Brian Thomas came back last week. And I think Brent Strange came back a couple weeks ago. So I think the offense is healthy. I think he's starting to really kind of settle into to Cohen's system. I think there's upside there. And you could do a lot worse at quarterback at this point if you're looking on the waiver wire.
Let's talk about tight ends. Dalton Schultz, Darren Waller, Isaiah Likely, Brenton Strange. All of a sudden, tight ends options are everywhere for fantasy owners. If someone needs a tight end for the fantasy playoffs, who's your number one stash?
I mean, Schultz is available in half leagues out there, and he's basically been a tight end one for the last 2 months. So if he's available, I'd go get him. Darren Waller, though, and Isaiah Likely, I mean, I think those guys are the upside that they have in the playoffs. I don't think any other tight end tops them, even guys that are owned, even the, obviously Trey McBride and Brock Bowers of the world are going to be able to produce against anybody. But Waller has matchups against the Steelers and the Bengals in the first two rounds of the playoffs. You can't really beat that, assuming he can stay healthy. And Likely's matchups are just as golden. He has a matchup against the Bengals again next week. He has a matchup against the Steelers this week if you're looking to try to get into the playoffs. And it pretty much gets premium matchups for the rest of the way. Obviously, he has to share time with Mark Andrews there, but matchups against the Bengals, you can even tight end twos are getting there against the Bengals this year. So there's a lot of upside there. If you're tight end to one position, if you need somebody, there's plenty of guys on the waiver wire.
And a follow-up on Isaiah Likely. I mean, you're early. You're in on Isaiah Likely early with the upcoming dream schedule, and he had a big breakout against Cincinnati, as you mentioned. He gets to play him again. What's his realistic ceiling over the next 3 weeks?
Well, I mean, the Ravens offense, the only thing that kind of, you know, scares me a little bit is Lamar. He just hasn't looked like himself in the last month or so. But he likely is one of the most dynamic receivers that they have. I mean, obviously Andrews is a threat around the, you know, in the red zone, but I think he showed against the Bengals that outside of Flowers, he's probably the best field stretcher they have. And that's something that they're going to have to utilize. I mean, the Ravens is basically all hands on deck going forward. They need to win pretty much out or, you know, most of their games going forward, to get into the playoffs to try to win the division. So I feel like his upside's pretty immense. I think that they're starting to feature him more. I think Jackson a couple weeks ago said he's somebody, you know, he's been waiting patiently, but he's going to get a shot. I think we saw that against the Bengals. I think we'll see it again against the Steelers this week and against the Bengals next week. So I think there's upside there, and he's proven time and time again when he's healthy, he's one of the most dynamic tight ends in the league.
We're talking with Eddie Brown, who writes for the San Diego Union-Tribune, covers fantasy football as well as draft coverage of the NFL draft. We're going to talk about that in just a second, Eddie. But let's hit the drops. Aaron Rodgers, Tajay Spears, Joe Mixon, Emmanuel Wilson. Which one of these names will fantasy managers have the hardest time letting go of, and why is it actually the right move to cut bait right now for the playoff start?
It's probably Spears, because he's the guy that we thought would probably get more run at this point. It just seems like Tony Pollard's kind of hanging on in Tennessee. Spears, I think, has more upside out of the two. You would think with the youth movement that's going on with the tight ends that they would feature him more, but they just haven't. So that's kind of difficult. It wouldn't surprise me if I put him in the drop list and he starts to actually get double-digit touches going forward and starts to produce like I know he can. Everybody else on that list, though, I mean, Mixon, it's really surprising that he's still rostered in pretty much a third of all fantasy leagues, and there has been no indication he was going to play at all this year.
Let's get to one last question here before we talk to you again next week. You're starting to put out some mock drafts already, and we got a big weekend in college football with the conference championship games, obviously college football playoff happening as well. You put together a 2026 NFL mock draft already titled "Depressed Quarterback Class Could Favor Oregon's Dante Moore." We were talking about it yesterday with one of the questions of, should the Ravens give Lamar Jackson a contract extension? And my response was, they're in quarterback purgatory, because is he good enough to win you a Super Bowl? But also, who else are you going to get? Doesn't seem like this quarterback class is very good going into next year, but how would you evaluate the quarterbacks at this point after watching the regular season of college football as you prepare your first mock draft?
No, I think coming into the year, I remember back to my way too early 2026 mock back in May, that there was probably about four or five guys I had my eyes on that could potentially be first round picks. I think going into the bowl season, I'm looking at probably just one in as far as Mendoza being the only lock, I think, at this point. I don't think it's a guarantee that Moore leaves. I don't even think it's a guarantee that Ty Simpson leaves at this point. And so we'll see. If Moore and Simpson enter into the fray, I think you're looking at Mendoza, you're looking at Moore, and you're looking at Simpson being the three first-round guys. But guys like Drew Aller, I mean, he obviously got hurt, but obviously Penn State underperformed. Carson Beck has been a mixed bag. Cade Klubnik and Clemson's been a mixed bag. Garrett Nussmeier didn't perform up to what we thought him and LSU was going to be able to do. All those guys are probably, you know, second or third day flyers now in the NFL draft. So I think it's starting to look like it was last year, where we basically ended up with two first round quarterbacks. And then it was a grab bag the rest of the way.
Eddie, we appreciate the time as always. We'll obviously dive in a little bit more of the draft later on in the new year as we get closer to that and continue with some fantasy football talks. But good luck this weekend at fantasy football. Hopefully you make the playoffs in the leagues you're on the fringe for, and look forward to talking to you next week.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Braden. Good luck to you.
Eddie Brown, San Diego Union Tribune, joining us on the Braden Surprenant Show. All guests on 97.3 The Fan. Join us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorney, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. The quarterback situation in the future is not great. I mean, you listen to all those names right there, and Eddie's got him on his 2026 quarterback class. But I remember some experts saying, like, oh, next year's class could be good. And we had the conversation with Adam Klug, and Adam's like, who? And I honestly, true. Like, Drew Aller had a good year last year. He got hurt this year. He didn't, I mean, Penn State didn't play well. Arch Manning has been a massive disappointment for the University of Texas. Carson Beck, as Eddie Brown said, mixed bag. Cade Klubnik, not a great year. Garrett Musmeyer, not a great year. I mean, you're looking at guys like, you know, Indiana's Fernando Mendoza's had a great year, but Dante Moore, Ty Simpson, there's not a lot of options out there for NFL teams that are trying to build for the future. It's a good thing the Giants drafted Jackson Dart, Frank.
Yeah, it's looking more and more like it. It surely is, and that is the risk you run with the plan that I thought was in place, which is just have a couple of guys and in waiting until Arch Manning is ready to go, and turns out he may never be ready to go. So that is the risk of my plan, but, I mean, see, you mentioned it yesterday. The era of the dominant quarterback is over.
I think so, too. I think the era of the elite quarterback is over. I think with a lot of other... I think it's the way that they train right now, too. It'd be interesting to talk with... you know, I got to talk with Doug Brady about this. He's a quarterback coach in town. You met him at the CIF championship game. But I just feel like the elite quarterback play is just... it's not getting better. There's a couple of guys in the NFL that are elite, but other than that, they're mostly old guard guys, too, because the new quarterbacks are just not the same. I wonder how much of it has to do with the fact that they do so much work with 7-on-7 with no rush, and how much of that is in effect, and they move around all the time. I don't think anybody's really developing. You can see it with the NFL draft. He's Frank Marchese. I'm Braden Suprenant. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow, leading into football weekend, setting someone sports station, 97 through the Fan. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Braden Suprenant Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.